for being here. Senator Ray, thank you, Senator Ray, and myself. We have two bills before the committee.
Would you thank yourself?
Thank myself for being here. All right. Thank you for letting me be here, Senator Ray. Senate Bill, House Bill number 64,
dealing with elevators.
Bob, are you going to
testify
on this bill?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, every 3 years, the American Society of Mechanical Engineers updates the safety code for elevators and escalators to incorporate technical advances. In 1984, it revised the 1981 code. House Bill 64 provides for the adoption of the 1984 code, but specifically excludes the adoption of one new provision in the 84 code. This section, section 111.12, requires insulation of a positive device to prevent elevator doors from being opened if the elevator is more than 18 inches from the floor. Such a device could impede evacuation of passengers by emergency personnel in the case of fire or other emergency, and therefore it is not recommended for inclusion in Alaska's minimum elevator standards. Our understanding is that the elevator industry nationwide has petitioned the American Society of Engineers to review the implications of this particular provision from the standpoint also. The bill also provides for the adoption of the latest inspection manual, which is used as a guideline by the department's elevator inspectors. Adoption of the latest code and inspection manual will bring Alaska's minimum standards into line with those commonly accepted and used by industry and by political subdivisions in their building inspection programs. Department Supports Committee substitute for House Bill 64 will not have any fiscal impact on the department.
Move it out with individual recommendations. Thank you, Bob.
I have one question.
One question.
How come they always put the governor's name in every elevator?
Sir?
How come they put the governor's name in every elevator?
I don't have an answer for that.
And the labor commissioner's name also. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
He's responsible for it.
The falls on
the breaks down, you call him.
He always gives you a lift.
It's a letdown, too, Bill.
This is
Abe. Okay, what are we going to do with the bill?
Move it out with individual recommendations.
Committee such a House Bill 64, Labor and Commerce. Motion is move it out with individual recommendations. Any objections? Carried. Senate Bill 82. An act relating to weights and measures and providing for an effective date. Catherine, you going to testify on this bill?
I can briefly discuss the bill. You've had it before.
Have we? Senator Bennett?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was just going to ask why all the scales I get on are always show overweight.
Yeah, that's my only problem.
The little flag of them just tilt.
Yeah, is there any way you can get those scales adjusted? I like to have mine read about 180. You make that arrangement?
Mr. Chairman, is this the other end of the ATU or ATC? This is the Highway Control of the ATC?
SS, would you explain it?
It was my understanding that this bill completes the transfer from the Department of Public Safety to the Department of Commerce, and one of the sections of the bill would provide enforcement authority to Commerce for the oversized weight program and the weigh station programs.
What's it cost?
Zero.
Zero fiscal note.
Move for the questions?
Move it.
Motion is a move committee substitute for Senate Bill 82, transportation out of committee with individual recommendations. Any objections? Carried.
We're going to put
being adjourned.
We're going to put